You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's mining sector is celebrating after a newly inked deal to offer a steady supply of critical minerals to the United States.
Well, this is an $8.5 billion pipeline that we have ready to go.
That's right. It's all ready to go.
Just getting started.
And we're doing a real job on rare earth.
The deal comes during a long-awaited meeting between Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and US President Donald Trump. President Trump has looked to Australia as a suitable alternative to the US's geopolitical rival, China, which has long dominated global rare earth exports and controls 90% of global supply chains. Australia is home to the world's largest deposits of critical minerals, which are mined here but have typically been exported to and processed in China. Tanya Constable, CEO of the Minerals Council of Australia, has declared the deal a triumph.
It's important that no single country has a monopoly on all of the minerals that are required for everyday use. So this sort of announcement is important to meet a number of countries' needs, and Australia is central to that.
Critical minerals are used in everything from smartphones to electric cars, artificial intelligence, and weapons. The new deal will see $5 billion of joint investment in the next 6 months, which will unlock a pipeline of projects.
In about a year from now, we'll have so much critical mineral and rare earths that you won't know what to do with them. They'll be worth about $2.
And shares of rare earth companies have soared in early trade on the Australian Stock Exchange. Mining company Alcoa is developing a gallium refinery in Western Australia, and the Gina Rinehart-backed company Arafura Rare Earths near Alice Springs also mines the minerals critical for defence projects. Though opposition leader Susan Lee says the coalition isn't celebrating yet.
It's high level, we'll go through the detail. But we also know that if you are a resources company in this country, or a company that relies on energy, if you dig anything out of the ground, you need cheap, reliable energy.
Labor announced a critical minerals reserve back in April and has been in talks with the mining sector since to set price floors so that companies don't lose money if they set aside product for the US instead of Australia's typical export partner, China. Ms. Constable from the Minerals Council says it's an opportunity to strengthen our relationship with a key ally while delivering a boost to the Australian economy.
Australia is incredibly good at mining, but we are one part of the supply chain and we can't do it by ourselves. The United States is incredibly good at manufacturing, so we need to work together to make sure that there is a secure supply chain so that everyone has access to critical minerals to meet their needs.
Sam Dover, SBS News.